Blog Talk Radio.
My friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community, that's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. 1 p.m. on Wednesday, join us for Keeping It Brief, and then later that evening, turn up the heat with The Art of Seduction. Thursdays, a split between In Our Craft, A Song Art with Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana Index. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, split with Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds, bring you Bad Company, and Exploring Aphasia with Captain B2 and Dan. And if you're looking for a little more edgier realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday morning through Sundays. Take a Walk on the Wild Side Tuesdays. Thursday, join Jeremy as he brings you the Headliner's Ball. Break on Through with Pam on Friday. Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babla as we teach you the fine art of being part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the Solace of Shadows. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems. send us a SoundCloud, or just call in and hang for the fun. How you doing, Pam?
I am doing great. We've had some awesome warm weather. It got up to the 30s today, and I made some pumpkin apple bread, which turned out really good. So, you know, life is just mellow and good and delicious. And how are you doing?
Warm weather and 30? Yeah. Not too much warm weather and 30. Tired.
Yeah, I get that. I completely understand being tired. So, well, I'm glad you've had an opportunity to get some much needed rest. And the
More like hibernation. I took a nap Thursday and woke up Saturday.
Oh my goodness. That is practically a hibernation. You must have really needed that. Wow. Definitely. Well, I'm glad. And the Sha-na-nas, oh my goodness, that is some fun music from the 1950s that they cover. And tell us a little bit, tell us some stuff about them.
Well, I played that song because that's where they got the name for their band from, but that's not where they started out as. They started out as an a cappella group back in the late 60s from Columbia University. They were known as the Columbia Kingsmen. The Kingsmen were a group back in the day from the Pacific Northwest who had Louie Louie as one of their big hits, so they called themselves that. And they took their sound and their performance to the clubs in New York. And they got a pretty good following. And in fact, a lot of the big acts during the day actually saw them as they toured the club scene through New York. They got an introduction by one very well-known person and an invite to Woodstock in 1969. And that notable friend was one Jimi Hendrix. Well, they played Woodstock.
I absolutely knew that.
In fact, Jimmy was the last act playing at Woodstock, and Sha-na-na went on before Hendrix. In fact, the show went so well that the audience had them come out for an encore, and they did At the Hop to a rousing applause, and then Hendrix came on. They've been, since then, they've done quite a bit. They've toured extensively. They've opened for acts let me see who they got. Grateful Dead, The Kinks, Mothers of Invention. And when they finally hit it big, 72 or so, one of their first opening acts for them was one Bruce Springsteen before he made it big. Also in 72, they were one of four acts who were invited by John and Yoko to join them on stage for their one-to-one concert at Madison Square Garden. 73, part of their mystique, their aura, their shtick, was born into a Broadway play called Grease, which then in 76 got turned into the movie, which they also had a starring role, a partial role in anyway, which they turned that into 77. They had their own TV variety show, which featured their acts, plus some notables, James Brown, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, the Ronettes, Chubby Checker, and the Ramones. Let's see what else they got. While in Ontario in 77, they used to do extensive sets. In fact, they wouldn't think anything of doing a six or seven encores. One night in 77, August 16th of 77 to be exact, they did seven encores on that day. And the last song they did on that day was Hound Dog, commemoration of Elvis's death, which was earlier that. that day.
I just thought that was really cool. I thought that was really cool to find out that they thought nothing of doing 6 to 7 encores in a show.
That was usually their gig. They loved the notoriety of what they brought back, since they were doing New York style doo-wop from the streets, which was would only start out as a cappella, but for them it turned into something larger. They were a 12-man group. Three front men usually dressed in gold lamé suits, while the rest dressed up in greaser gear, pompadours, DAs, leather jackets, the jeans with the rolled up cuffs, the t-shirts with the rolled up sleeves. That was their angle to being famous, and they played it well. Every member had a note, a little bit of role, because you hear the voices, they sing and blend well together for 12 pieces, considering they only had a guitar player, a bassist, and a drummer, and an occasional piano in there. But you think about it, everybody was singing, and they all rolled into it.
Very cool. Very cool. And they just recently, I believe, I read on December 5th, announced that they will no longer be touring and were celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Think about it. They've been doing this since 1969. So that's a hell of a run. And most of the original 12 aren't there. There's one or two left. But age does creep in on you.
Absolutely. You know, another thing I found interesting about them was how they had such an influence on the 1950s nostalgia, and they actually were inspired the movie Grease and were in it, and also inspired the show Happy Days. I thought that was pretty cool. And there was other nostalgic style bands that were inspired by them, although I can't remember the names, but I do remember reading that.
Yes, they did kick off a note for that, but nobody else seemed to have done as well as they did, because they did everything. The guy who started, George Leonard, was a grad student at the time in humanities, and he was also the choreographer. So everything was down to routine, from the voices, where to put in. They were the ultimate, the ultimate cover band, but they also did parodies where they inject their own little bit of personality plus a little extra into the songs themselves. And they gave that revival back to a simpler day, which was the Happy Day, the same thing, going back to a simpler time. They thought of Star Cops. They thought of the burger stand where everybody would gather for the on the weekends. Those days before atom bomb and everything else kind of seemed to be the big thing. Plus the Vietnam War, that was all around every single day, every minute of every single day.
Very cool. Very cool. You are just filled with some awesome information. It's always fun to learn at the beginning of your...
They played Madison. They played big place, Madison Square Garden. They played both Fillmore, the East and West, opening up for the Dead, Mothers of Invention, and the Kinks. So they've been in some of the illustrious company, especially as well as having Jimi Hendrix as who got them the invite to Woodstock.
Certainly wouldn't have hurt to have Jimi Hendrix as a friend, that's for sure, to get your music career started. But I would like to take this moment to let you know that Naomi has joined us. So welcome, Naomi.
Cool.
Glad you could be here.
Hey, hello. Do you hear me
okay?
Hey,
Naomi.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, because I have new headphones. So I'm trying them out tonight.
Oh,
cool.
And I'm actually using a new what I don't know what you call it in English. Is it, you call it a tablet?
Oh, yes.
Before I had to use my cell phone on one ear when I was talking, and then I had my computer, my lap. So I had my hands full, but now, you know, I do everything from my new tablet, which I got for Christmas, early Christmas present. So,
woo!
Nice. That is awesome.
Yeah, I can talk from it and everything.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
Yeah. And plus, I learned to know about the Shananas?
Yeah,
which I recognize some of the songs, you know, when I was listening to them, like Blue Moon, and I was like, oh my gracious, I know these songs, and I never,
absolutely,
you know, knew the name of the group.
Well, they're a cover band. They're like the ultimate cover band. I'll let Rex tell you. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, they were a lot of fun. And then they pick up on that music. I mean, look at what we just said. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I think walked in a little bit of different tones, like you mentioned Blue Moon. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-dang-a-dang-dang, ding-a-dong-doo-doo, Blue Moon. So a little bit upbeat, a friendly time, a music to kick up your heels and dance to.
Oh, indeed. Really catchy.
Absolutely. And let me see. The guy I always liked was Bowser. He'd be always on stage. He'd be the one. He had the rolled-up shirt sleeves. He'd show his muscles. He'd burp on stage and even spit at the towards the bass player as though there was something going on. So yeah, he had a bit of fun. They all played their roles, and they played the ultimate sort of the Greasa angle along with as part of their act.
To know that they played with Bruce Springsteen, boy, that must have been something, because you know the difference with the different style of music there must have been awful funny. But anyway,
they also played with the Ramones too.
But
50 years ago, before Bruce was big, he opened for Sha-na-na, which is, you think about it, it's pretty funny.
Hey. cool stuff.
Oh, it was. I remember when they were on TV. That's going back a long time. But yes,
Did you watch
the
variety show?
Yeah, it was a howl. They played it like they played it just
like
Rona Martin Blathen. They played it like Rona Martin Blathen, but with the music, because they always had the skits in there. And they were, if you want to look at it, they were Benny Hill on this side of the Atlantic, without the boobies and the bareness involved. But they had a lot of fun.
I'll definitely have to check that out on like YouTube.
Yes, a lot of their songs are done with the from the show itself. Well, I guess then we should kick things off.
All right. Well, first thing I'm going to do is start us out with the song Summertime. So here we go.
It's summertime. Shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to adult school day. No more studying history and no more geography and no more dulce geometry, because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mill. coming or are you late? You so close, tell me one complaint. Hurry up before I faint, it's summertime.
Ba-bum-bum.
I'm so happy that I can flip, oh how I'd love to take a dip. I'm sorry, teacher, but dip your lip because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mill. It's time to live and have some thrill.
That gets you a good look into their a cappella angle with a little bit of guitar in the background. Not a whole lot, but just a touch.
It does. And, yeah, it really does give you a look at how their voices have a variety of tones. And like you said, the a cappella style. That's awesome. All right. And up first, we have... up first, we have My Hot Tamale Marley by Calligraphy Nogues. Oh, sorry, by Calligraphy and Rex. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Well, I'm not going to sing it because I can't go that route they just did. And I don't have to find notes to work
with it. It's not a parody anyways.
It kind of looks like it, but I'll go ahead. My Hot Tamale Marley by Calligraphy. Tamale, tamale, hot tamale Marley. Tamale, tamale, hot, hot tamale Marley. Baby, you're so lovely, you've got me in a spin. I'm turning around in circles, don't know where my thoughts begin. A thin, that ponytail and ice cream lips and come to bedroom eyes. The very sight of you, oh girl, just makes me want to cry. Tamale, tamale, hot tamale Marley. Tamale, hot tamale, hot, hot tamale Marley. A body of pure Venus, all the boys just stare. You're something of an angel and an answer to my prayer. Oh yeah. My heart just does a flip, flop every time you're in my sights. That's right. You're somewhere in my dreams, girl, both day and every night. You are the closest thing to perfection I think I've ever seen in my dreams. Hot tamale, hot, hot tamale. In a sweat, hot tamale, hot, hot tamale. Out of breath, hot tamale, hot, hot tamale. Please say yes, oh my Marley, sweet, sweetest Marley. I want you, my tamale, hot, hot tamale. You, ooh, ooh, yes I do. And poem. Naomi, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh yeah, I just love this. You know, just love the part, the don't know where my thoughts begin, a sin, that ponytail, the ice cream lips, come to bedroom eyes. The very sight of you, oh girl, just makes me want to cry. Tamale, tamale, hot tamale, Marley. And I love that. I love the rhythm and I love the overall creative lines throughout it. You know, that also my heart just does a flip flop every time you're in sight. That's right. just amazing, amazing writing here by Calligraphy. Awesome poem.
Nice. Thank you very much there, Naomi. Dan, what about you?
I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the way you read it. It was toe tapping and finger snapping. It had a wonderful lyrical quality. It was a fun write about appreciating a sweet and sexy angel walking by. You know, like it was sexy, but it had kind of an innocent sexy to it. I liked the repetition of tamale, hot tamale Marley. I mean, that was just so freaking catchy. I also, that was my absolute favorite part, but I also really liked the where it says that ponytail and ice cream lips and come to bedroom eyes. The very sight of you, old girl, just makes me want to cry. And where he drew out the oohs at the end really fit with the style of music that we're doing tonight. I thought that was so cool. It actually, hot tamales makes me think of the one time when I was a telemarketer, I called Big Mama's Hot Tamales. And you always say the name
number?
That's right. Probably. But yes, so I immediately asked, may I please speak to Big Mama's Hot Tamales? I really liked this. It was so much fun. What's that?
Yeah, this is Big Mama. What you want?
Unfortunately, she was not available.
that kind of reminds me of that reminds me of Al's mother-in-law when she was doing a 900 hosting phone call for money on Married with Children.
Oh, my
and
God.
When they, and when they all found out, because they were all calling her.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that episode. That was funny. Oh, my gosh. All right. You ready? Ready? Oh, wait, no, you still have to comment. I'm sorry. Jeez, I'm bouncing around too quickly.
Well, I would say I wouldn't sing this, but it does work the same way, summertime, because you got the same kind of flow. It is tamale, tamale, hot tamale, Marley, tamale, tamale, hot tamale, Marley. So you've got the same bit of flow going to start the song. So this could very well, with the right voice, work as a parody to the original, but played off that note with a tamale, kind of hitting on the angle of summertime because of the tamale itself being something spicy like summer, and then offering up that note to something cool with the ice cream lips and come to bed your mind. So I like this. This was well done. Nicely crafted calligraphy. Thank you very much.
All right, and up next.
Hello?
Yes, we're back.
Are we ready for the next? All right.
I also wrote to that song, though, Summertime.
I thought you wrote the Tossing and Turning. Oh, you did?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then
prompt six.
I will go ahead and grab your phone then. All right. Well, I'm glad you said something. So here we go. There's your poem, Naomi. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay. I'm going to try and actually sing part of it.
Oh, awesome.
Poor Miss Molly. A summer's gone, a summer's gone, gone so damn fast. So how come that darn thing just couldn't last? Molly's crying on the bathroom floor. Poor old Jack is pounding down the door. I don't want to go to school, not another year. Get the hell away, she screams out in tears. Jack replies, now, hon, you have to go. You know, you're the teacher, dear. Oh, no, it's back to class, back on task, dealing with mouths a-drooling, smacking bubble gum. booger picking, snotty noses a dripping, always on the run. No fair, no fair, this is only fun. For hooting dads and moms were kicking out their brats by the millions of the tons, tearing down the schoolyard fence to glue down all those squirming rats, down fast onto a classroom bench. Oh, summer's gone, oh, summer's gone, gone so damn fast. Oh, how come, the darn thing just couldn't last. And boom.
Great reading, Naomi. And yes, I did place this in the wrong spot. I'm sorry. All right, Pam, why don't you lead us off, please?
This is so awesome. You know, I feel like this deserves a round of applause. A wonderful performance. I love this ride. It really honestly made me laugh because I really like how you took this song that was originally written from the point of view of the teenagers who are so happy it's summertime and then twisted it to be about from the point of view of the teacher who, you know, is just so disappointed that it's the end of summer. And, you know, the school is starting back up. And it was great all the way through. But my favorite part was the second stanza says, I don't want to go to school, not another year. Get the hell away, she screamed out in tears. Jake replies, now, hon, you have to go. You know, you're the teacher, dear. And then I love the imagery all the way through, but then it's especially in the stanza after that, dealing with mouths of drooling, smacks bubble gum, booger picking, snotty noses a dripping, always on the run. And considering that you used to be a teacher, I think that
yeah.
This was just an absolutely perfect right for you. I loved this humor. It was so awesome.
Nice, Pam. Thank you. Well, I got to go with something a little bit different. This reminds me of the back end of Alice Cooper's School's Out for Summer, except summer's now over and Peach ain't very happy because it was always no more classrooms, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks, except now it's all coming back to haunt because, like, well, Pam just read that one stanza, dealing with mouths of drool and smacking bubble gum. Booger picking, snotty nose, the dripping, always on the run. Except now you're in the run. Trying to hide in the bathroom? Well, so much for that. Your husband said you got to go back to school. that sounds like cruel and unusual punishment.
But we were so disappointed, teachers, when you know the summer came down, oh my gracious, oh no, really, and it passes so fast, oh my gracious, you know, oh boy. Anyway,
oh yes,
yeah. The first week
another
was always
thing
healthy,
I like.
and then it kind of settles into, oh God, look at all these little, nobody's paying attention. Hey, quit chewing gum. You got enough of that bubble gum there to share with the whole class? No, just swallow it.
And some would be really, they'd bring gum just to piss us off, so they'd pass it around to everybody. we learned fast not to ask that.
Things haven't changed. Hey. We had one kid in my high school, he'd ride a horse to school. And we didn't live in the country. Funny thing is, when we graduated, we went back the next year to see the school. They put up a 10-foot chain link fence around the whole school. We were bad.
I actually brought a horse into the schoolyard. One day, the principal looked out the door and he said, "What are you doing?" for an oral expose. I was a cool teacher. I brought a motorcycle into my classroom. Yeah.
Oh, that is
what
awesome.
You have to do. Yeah, what
that's,
you have
that,
to do to get those.
Animal hand.
Yeah, what you have to do to get those kids' attention nowadays, eh?
Yes, nothing like a Harley sitting in the middle of class getting revved. Pam, do you want to interject something else?
Oh, the one little thing I was going to say is I like that you used the name Miss Molly because it made me think of Chuck Berry's song, Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought
yeah.
that was cool, too.
I could have put Miss Naomi, but I thought of it. But me, too, I thought.
Uh-oh. Well, she'll call.
Did we just lose her?
Naomi will call back. She just dropped, but she will call back, I'm sure. Hopefully.
She's got to get used to her.
Oh, my
God. She must have hit the button on her head and dropped herself.
Right? I'll say something. Call back, Naomi. All right. There we go. And you ready to move on to the next song?
Yeah.
All right, which is Tossing and Turning.
Well, I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you. Hey, baby, things weren't right. Because I was just tossing. I was a turning. The blankets on the floor, turn my pillow upside down. I never, never did before. To the kitchen for a bite. Roll up the shade, I turn off the light. I got back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The talk don't say the shining door. I couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door.
Are you on mute, Rex?
Nope, I'm here. We got Naomi back?
Oh, we do, yes.
Hello?
Welcome.
My fault or yours? Was that my fault? My new headphones? Or?
Did you hit the button by chance?
Well, it wasn't anything I did.
Oh,
it was either...
Oh, well.
It's a ghost in the machine.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always gremlins in the machine.
Well, especially when you're trying out new equipment there.
It's
a lot more sensitive than you realize until you actually realize it.
Yeah.
All right, then what have we got to play that one off of?
All right, well, we have Tossing My Cookies, song parody by Damn It Dave. And go ahead, Rex, and either give that a sing or a read.
Hmm. Tossing My Cookies by Damn It Dave. I got you drunk the other night because I was thinking of you. I sat down every drink in sight, and I was tossing my cookies, losing my goodies. I was tossing my cookies all night. I put a bucket on the floor, turned my Jesus pig around. I never puked like that before because I was tossing my cookies, losing my goodies. I was tossing my cookies all night. Puked on the bed, oh, what a sight. I roused on the floor, went to the bathroom, I turned right. Rolled on my side, turned on the light. I puked right on my dog, it was the middle of the night. I puked so much my gut was sore. Thought my fate was still inside. I knew I'd have to mop the floor, because I was tossing my cookies, losing my goodies. I was tossing my cookies all night. And boom. All right, Naomi, you're giggling up a storm. What do you think?
I like that he puked right on his dog because it was the middle of the night. Well, this was really tickled me. But tossing cookies in the middle of the night, yeah, tossing cookies all night. You know, I think he drank too much along with those cookies. But really, really neat, you know, just amazing, amazingly written all through, and so funny. And the rhyming and flow is just amazing. And your read of it, Rex, was absolutely amazing. So very, very great parody of the song.
Yes, nicely graphic in the spewing. Thank you, Naomi. All right, Pam, how about your cookies? You tossing those yet?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, this takes me back to not so good times. Oh, man.
That kind of sounds like beat and big radio.
Exactly. But I really like this all the way through. It's an awesome song parody, like spot on, great humor. As you mentioned, Rex, it's just extremely, like, well, you didn't use the word visceral, but just wonderfully gross, visceral imagery. I really like, I put a bucket on the floor, turn my Jesus pick round. I never puked like that before because I was tossing my cookies, losing my goodies. I was tossing my cookies all night. And oh my gosh, I puked so much my gut was sore, thought my fate was sealed and signed. I knew I'd have to mop the floor. Oh man, can you imagine that? You know, it's like one of those kind of things that you just at the moment it's happening, you just ignore it, but you know eventually you're going to have to face the consequences. So, awesome song parody, great humor, very well done.
Nicely said. Kind of reminds me of Splish Splash, I was doing that dance. Long about a Saturday night. I didn't know there was a puking going on. I was a splishing and a splashing, spewing and a gooing, splishing and a splashing all over the dog. I like that touch. This does give quite the note to a youthful indiscretion and not knowing where the limit was until you actually reach that limit by hugging the porcelain princess, or as he does puts in here, puke right on my dog in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's kind of the note to, ain't getting out of bed, so it's going where it's going. And I did like the fun you had in this day. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, we're coming back your way.
All right, well, before we move on to the next song, I'd like to welcome area code 703 to the show. May I ask who's calling, please?
That's you.
Oh, hi, this is Miriam Kilmer. Turns out we have...
Hi, Miriam.
Hi. Turns out we had trouble with the cell phone. So Tim had this brilliant idea that when you're ready, he will sing my song. How's been Tim's flattery?
How you doing, Tim?
Hello. You ready for this right now?
Oh, we got to play the song first, and then we'll serve you up.
That's fine.
All right. Well, then I will go to Earth Angel. So that is – yep. All right.
Yep.
So. All right. So I'm going to play Earth Angel, and then right after that, we'll have you sing your parody. So here we go.
Tim, you can go ahead and do your
okay.
Team.
Well, let's see how this comes out. Right angle, right angle, will you be mine? More than a sphere, love you all the time. I'm a mathematician, a fool in love with you. Right angle, right angle, the one I adore. I love geometry even more. Pass me your ruler, I'll fool around with you. I fell for you, and I knew. Long division is love's loveliness. I hope and pray that maybe someday I'll be the protractor of your happiness. Right angle, right angle, square root of 9. Teach me your algebra, love me all the time. Our love's unending, like the square root of two. I fell for you, and I knew a dodecahedron's loveliness. I hope and pray that someday I'll be the solution to your happiness. Oh, right angle, right angle, sweet wedge of mine, my darling formula, math for all time. I'd be a fool not to love you too.
Bravo, Tim. That was perfect and wonderful. Thank you very much. Let's get to some comments. You got into that.
As a doo-wop soloist.
Absolutely.
This is a contradiction.
Naomi, what do you think?
Oh, that was just awesome. Wow. Wow, you sing beautifully. Much, much better than me. But I just love, you know, the construction of this right angle, you know, the parody of the song, right angle, will you be mine? And all the math terms that you use throughout, like I'll be the protractor of your happiness, teach me your algebra. This, like this, yeah, our love's unending, like the square root of two. My darling formula, math for all time. I'll be a fool not to love you. Just amazing, amazingly cleverly constructed and well sung. So bravo!
Oh, thanks so much.
Well said, Naomi. Thank you. Pam, what do you think?
Oh, this is awesome. I have to say, Miriam and Tim, you two are like a super team when it comes to song parodies. You know, Miriam, this is such an excellent parody. It's spot on with its meter and flow. I love how it has a great sense of humor. Tim, that was a wonderful singing you did there. Really, your voice is great for this song. You know, the funny thing is, I'm not even a math person. I suck at math even more than I suck at basically as much as I suck at singing. But the wordplay, the humor in this, it just works so well. I mean, I liked it all the way through. But I, you know, I like the wordplay in things like long division is love's loveliness. And let's see. Where else was this? Oh, yeah. Wedge of mine, my darling formula, math for all time. I'll be a fool not to love you, too. Oh, and then this part here. I keep bouncing back and forth because I keep thinking of new parts I liked so much. Teach me your algebra, love me all the time. Our love's unending like the square root of two. That just... I was on mute cracking up at that. So wonderful, right? And I am so glad that both of you could call in. And Miriam, I look forward to reading more of your poetry in the future.
Oh, thank you so much. Lately, most of it has been a little more serious on all poetry. But the humor is what I have written the most for the past 30 years. Oh, it's good to get back to that. And I just have one comment because nobody else seems to have picked it up.
Wait, hang on. I haven't gotten there yet. I like what you did with the original song, and you went with Right Angle off of Earth Angel. So you played with the angle, which also works into the math equation of your song itself. And you also dropped in a little bit of subtle humor in that second stanza. Pass me your ruler, I'll fool around with you. So you dropped in a little extra angle of play, so to speak, along with everything else that you got in here, which was absolutely delightful. And yes, like everybody else, I'm glad you you wrote this. You had way too much fun, and your husband, great singing voice for this. And I got to ask, do you teach math? Because this kind of walks a tone of something that you're very, very familiar with.
That's from freshman and sophomore high school, remember.
Oh, okay.
And now all my math skills are lost, but I remember some of the My husband, however, was a math major in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, well, I like that angle, too, playing off your husband's strengths. Nicely done.
Right. Can I say one thing that far nobody has mentioned, because it's my favorite part, as part of a love song? My favorite part is, I love geometry even more. I mean, when you're singing a love song to somebody, you don't usually tell them what you love more at this point.
True.
Oh, I get it now. That was a bit of a bite.
But with geometry, you get into the a little bit more flavorful sorts of circles, and you got the dodecahedron in here, plus you've the thought to triangulation. So that works in love.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm really glad you enjoyed that.
We're glad you came on board for this. It's good to hear you guys doing it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right, Pam, we're coming back your way.
All right. Up next, we have Earth Angel by Stelina. And it goes like this. From the moment he looked upon her beauteous face, her lovely form so full of fine grace, he knew she was the missing link to his soul. His broken spirit once again she made whole. He could hear his heart's yearning sigh when first he glanced into her emerald eyes. And as his lips claimed hers ardently, he knew their love just had to be. Her embrace spoke to him in sheer delight, whispering he had reached the end of his flight. All things made sense to him once more, as he was washed upon her soothing shore. Their hearts had always known each other. Never will he seek another lover. To her he speaks these words so sweetly divine. You make all the stars in the universe shine. For heaven sent an angel to fill my life. I have eyes for no other, my darling wife. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And there is a note up top from Selena. I would like to dedicate this right to the wife of my dear friend, Arcana Amor, as a birthday gift to a most beautiful lady and a celebration of the rare love and devotion they share. Nicely done, Selena. All right, Naomi, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, this was a beautiful write by Selena. You know, I just loved, where was it? Whispering he had reached the end of his fight, all things made sense to him once more as he was washed upon her soothing shore. There's this beautiful soothing shore. It's just an amazing write, so well done. And you know, I missed the SoundCloud. I would have loved to hear her voice, but that was an amazing, amazing read. Pam, this right, and just well done. So, bravo, Selena.
Oh, nice, Naomi. Thank you very much. Do we have Miriam and Tim still in the room? Or
nope,
they
had to go.
Okay. Well, then I guess it's coming to you then next.
All right. I thought this was just beautiful. What a wonderful birthday gift for Arcana Moore's wife. And obviously they have the kind of love that inspires this this kind of poetry, this romantic, and not just romantic in a frivolous way, but a deep bond that, you know, that you know, finding your soulmate. This has wonderful imagery, beautiful use of language, great rhyme and flow. I really like the ending, "For heaven sent an angel to fill my life. I have eyes for no other, my darling wife." But I also really like where he says he knew their love, where she says he knew their love just had to be. Her embrace spoke to him in sheer delight, whispering he had reached the end of his flight. All things made sense to him once more, and he was washed upon her soothing shore. I like how that talks about the idea of searching for love and finally finding it, and when you find it, healing with embrace. So just absolutely beautifully written and very well done.
All agree on that. Oh, but I think the one thing that makes this, what it does is she's still even dug into Arcana just to get the right feel and the voice. So she actually walked inside his mind for a little bit and plucked out some niceties in his voice and wrote it as if he wrote it himself. So I think that was the best thing about this itself, walking in his shoes briefly and offering up something from the heart. Nicely done, Stelina. I like that. All right, Pam, we're coming back to
All right. Up next, we have Starlight Lady by Pee Wee Cousin. And go ahead, Rex, and give that a read for us, please.
Starlight Lady by Pee Wee Cousin. And here I stand, feeling foolish as I can. I wanted you to say I do to this man, but so far from the precious stars above, so beautiful you couldn't feel my love. And I keep singing for you, ooh, just crying out for you, true. It's everything I can do, just not to be so blue. Starlight Lady of mine, Starlight Lady of mine, Starlight Angel of the sky. I'm thinking of you up there, high, Starlight Lady, the only star of my sky. Floating on that precious breeze divine, I'm waiting just to take you as mine. But you would never see me, and I could never see the lines. Starlight Lady, I pushed away with a shove, but it's you that I was thinking of. Taken from me by the stars above, gave back my hand, and then you ran away, away with my love. You ran away with my love. Starlight Lady of the sky, Starlight Lady of the sky, Starlight Angel from above, Starlight Angel, all my love. And boom. All right, Pam, you got to kick this one off.
Yeah, I really like how he fit the vibe of the music. I thought that was a wonderful read. And, you know, like with the romanticism of the music, how it oftentimes is lyrics about love, and how he drew out the I's and the O's, like with "I'm thinking of you there, up there, high, I, you know. And I thought it was so cool how he drew out his vowels to like fit that vibe. You know, this is an excellent write on the idea of being that fool who's falling in love. I really like it all the way through, but especially Starlight Lady, I pushed away with a shove, but it's you that I was thinking of, taken from me by the stars above, gave back my hand, and then you ran away with my love. It's that idea. First, you're the one that pushes away, then you want them, then they push you away. To me, it speaks of that back and forth, where both parties are indecisive. And I also really like, and I keep singing for you, just crying out for you. It's everything I can do just not to be blue. I like that he brings in that idea of the sadness, that the depression that comes with that lost love. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
No, I agree entirely with Pam. You know, there's so much, it's so well written, such a beautiful parody to that song. And me too, I like the you who who's true who can I can do who who. I was waiting for you to sing those, Rhett.
Wow. I just don't have the, oh God, yeah. And I keep saying for you, just crying out for you, it's true. Yeah, I just don't have the high note angle for that.
But this is so well written, and you feel the, you know, the sadness throughout, and the kind of like a betrayal in here. So well written by Pee-wee, and you know, I think he had fun writing this one, and great work, great job, Pee-wee. So such a creative write to the kid, to the song. So, bravo.
Yeah, it does have a nice melancholy feel to it, and it's the way it's writ with the thought that's in it. It's kind of like he's actually singing his heart out to the moon just to relieve all that pressure and pain. So you've got that big bright moon beaming down at you, and you're just belting this out just to be done with the angle of what's been drawn on. So singing to himself in the middle of the night. I see done, Pee-wee. Or like him, what did I call you?
All right. Up next, I am going to play the song The Wanderer. And so let me find that. And here we go.
Nice. And I do believe the next one's on you, Naomi.
Yeah.
Bring your singing voice for the second round.
Yeah. I'm going to try. This is The Wandering Gypsy by Betty Page. Well, I'm the type of girl who will never settle down. Where sexy guys all are, well, you know that I'm around. I'll kiss them and I'll love them, because to me they're all the same. I'll hug them and I'll squeeze them. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, around, around. Oh, well, there's Gene on my left, and then there's Tony on my right. And Mike is the guy, well, that's all I'll be with tonight. And when he asks me which one I love the best, I toss aside my bra. I show him James tattooed up on my chest. Because I'm the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, around, around. Oh, well, I roam from lounge to lounge. I strut through bars without a care. Oh, I'm so sassy, I'll take a plunge. Sip up my sweet cocktails with suction. And while all these fine guys stare. Oh, yes, I'm the type of girl that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from lounge to lounge. Just when I find myself off drifting for some guy, well, I jump on in that jet plane mine and fly around the world. Yes, I'm the Wanderer. Yes, the Wanderer. I roam around, around, around. Oh, yes, I'm the type of girl that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from lounge to lounge. Just when I find myself off drifting for some guy, I jump on it, that jet plane of mine, and fly around the world. Yes, because I'm a wanderer. Yes, I'm a wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Because I'm a wanderer. Yes, the wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Because I'm the wanderer. I'm the wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. End poem.
Nicely done, Naomi. Yeah, I thought you were going to lose it there. I got Jay tattooed on my chest. Oh, Pam, what you think?
Oh, my goodness. I really like, well, first of all, great read there, Naomi. You know, I really like that, Betty, expanded this, because when I looked at it earlier today, it was just like the first line, or it was just the chorus. Yeah, so it was awesome to see how she expanded it. You know, this was fun, sexy humor. You know, Betty does that so well. I really like, oh, I'm the type of girl who will never settle down. Where sexy guys all are, well, you know that I'm around. I'll hug them and I'll squeeze them. They don't even know my name. And I also really like, I tossed aside my bra. I showed them J's tattooed up on my chest. And, oh, I'm so sassy. I'll take a plunge, sip my own cocktails with suction while all these fine guys stare. Oh, man, this was great all the way through. Plenty of sass, plenty of fun, and plenty of sexiness. So very well done.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. She played this off nicely because it's the guy in the song that's been the wanderer, the roamer around. Yes, she dons the note to, hey, if you can do it, I can do it. So works off well, really, with the tune and the bounce and the flow. Got to start it off with that first one. Oh, well, I'm the type of girl who will never settle down. With sexy guys or all, you know that I'm around. I'll kiss them and I'll love them, because to me they're all the same. I'll hug them and I'll squeeze them. Ain't they don't even know my name, because I'm the wanderer. Yeah, the wanderer. I roam around and around and around. So she really played well off the tune itself. And when I posted this, there was only four lines originally.
Mm-hmm.
So I come back and damn, she really did go expansion on this. Just wanted to get, I guess, the initial thought on the page, because I thought this was going to be a very extreme shorty from her with the four lines that she had. And I said, oh, okay. Cool. That works. But this works even better. Nicely done, Betty. Thank you. All right, Pam. It's back to you.
All right. Well, up next, we have The Settler by Dan Ellison. And go ahead, Rex, and give that a sing or a read.
Oh, my God. Back to backs. All right. Let's see if I can do this. The Settler by Dan Ellison. Yeah, I'm the type of guy that needs a gal pal. Not really in the position to be so choosing now. If you got a messy ex, I'll take her out. I'll eat your leftovers, you'll never have to doubt. Yeah, I'm the settler. Yeah, the settler. I got locked down and down and down and up and up, up. You say she's got the morals of a rabid raccoon. I'll set a date for 8 a.m., be moved in by noon. Or maybe has the personality of an old ironing board. That don't bother me none, because all that can be ignored. Because I'm the settler, yeah, the settler. I get locked down and a down and a down and up, up, up. Yeah, I don't got no standards at all. Ooh, we qualify by returning my call. Ooh, and love is where I always fall. Ooh, when it comes to first serve, I'll marry a mannequin from the mall. Yeah, I'm that type of guy that always settles for less. Don't matter if happy or not, or love is strained or less. I just can't face another evening being by myself. I probably should adopt a dog for my own mental health. Adopt a settler, an Irish settler, and tie it down and a down and a down and up, up, up. Yeah, a settler, an Irish settler. You're a bad romance. Adopt a dog, a pup, pup, pup. All right, Naomi, you're first on this one.
Oh, that's so cool, you know, that he ended by adopt the settler, an Irish settler, and tie it down and down and down and down and up, up, up. Yeah, a settler, an Irish settler. If you're bad at romance, adopt a dog, a pup. Yeah, I just found that just amazing that he finished that off. But, you know, there's a lot of settlers in this world, and, you know, they hate you more than you think. And they just settle down, you know, just to settle down, I guess. But, you know, the way he explains it, you know, yeah, I'm the type of guy that needs a gal pal. Not really in the position to be a choosy now. If you got a messy ex, I'll probably take her out. I'll eat your leftovers, never have to doubt. So he takes other people's leftovers. Really neat that he, you know, he used the word leftovers. Yeah, just an amazing write that made me smile all through. The Settler. So, great write here by Dan Ellison.
Yes, it was. All right, Pam, what about you?
Oh, this was great. I love the sense of humor in this. It's spot-on parody. I like how it's the opposite of the Wanderer. The whole idea. This reminds me, actually, of a Saturday Night Live skit that's similar to this whole concept of, you know, going on some dating app for people who are just, you know, settling. And I really like the way you sung that, Rex. That was really cool. And this is great all the way through, but I especially like, you say she's got the morals of a rabid raccoon. I'll set a date for 8 a.m. and be moved in by noon. Or maybe he has the personality of an old ironing board that don't bother me none because all that can be ignored. And, oh, I also really like when it's when it's first come first serve, I'd marry a mannequin from the mall. Oh my gosh, that made me think of who's that serial killer from Wisconsin? Oh yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer, the new series that they have out based on him, where he takes a mannequin home and is making out with it. But I thought this was a great write all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. I was going all right until I got down to that line. Then my beat fell apart. When it first comes first, I'd marry a mannequin from the mall. Yeah, I didn't face me with the rabid raccoon, but the mannequin at the mall, that kind of set me off on a different angle, and I lost my beat. My apologies for that, Dan. But otherwise, I did enjoy this because it worked well with the tune, the flow, and the flavor. But I got to give kudos on the back end of this adopted dog instead and go from settler to Irish settler. Nicely done there. Turning out the redheaded stepchild at the back end. Yeah, pup, pup, pup. Well done, my friend. That was good. All right. We're back at you.
Well, before we move on to the next song, I would like to welcome Michael Mass to the show. Welcome, Michael. Glad you could join us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. I thought that poem was very...
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's cold, but, you know, that's how it is in December, usually, in the Northern Hemisphere.
Hi, Michael.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah. Michael, if you'd like to share a song-inspired write, go ahead and either message it to me, the link to me, Pam Ray,
okay,
or put it on the topic board for Rhythm and Rhyme, Doo-Woppin' with Sha-Na-Na, 12-11-22.
Okay.
And did you want to make a further comment about that last song parody that was just sung?
Me? I thought it was very funny. I like the twist at the end with the Irish settler, or setter, settler? I don't even know now. I thought it was very funny. I like the end of it, and it sounds like a parody song, like for instance, Weird Al Yankovic, if you've ever heard of him. He's a master at taking popular songs and changing the lyrics and making something very hilarious from it. So,
absolutely.
I like reading it. I thought it was funny and enjoyable.
We did a Weird Al Yankovic show a few weeks ago on parody. So you're right. This was a well done piece.
Yeah.
All right, Pam, we're back to you.
All right, and now I'm going to play the song Blue Moon.
Bum, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, 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 moon, moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 dip, 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 moon, 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 dip, 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 bum, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon. Oh, ding dang ding dang.
I like those ones of the show where you get to hear the full range of their voices all mixing together. It's really good. That was Bowser doing the deep voice to finish with. All right,
oh,
Pam.
Very cool. All right. And the song we have for that, or not the song, sorry, the poem we have to go with that song is Finding Nemo by Eric Svensson. Michael, I need you to please send me the link to your poem or put it on the topic board that says Rhythm and Rhyme Doo-Wopping with Sha-Na-Na. Please. Thank you very much. I appreciate
sure.
it.
Thank you.
All right. And we have Finding Nemo by Eric Svensson, and we have a SoundCloud for that. So... here we go.
Finding Nemo, never in a month of Sundays, but clockwork orange under a blue moon, swoon sway with no dilly-dally delay. When that high blue's chariot swung low, mind get back to neutral, heart tourists vamped up the amps, those boys in gold with their jumping, stomping, hip grinding gold glitter, skin tight suits, opened a vortex in my cerebral cortex. Cape Canaveral lift off each time they pulled down the blue moon sky chariot. Deaf, deliberate stage steps brought a giant leap in mankind's vocab. Sha-na-na became a slang word down south. Sha-na-na mate meant cool bananas. Great stuff, going like a Boeing. Sharp, my bro. Sha-na-na, suddenly my stayed elocution tongue became Bruce Lee adept at movement. Dollops of brill cream kept golden locks in place, while rapid tongue twisters machine gun fired. Latent voice box became a boom box. Ducktail mechanics were in vogue. Hot rods, the preferred mode of transport. Blowfish blowing bubblegum. Body parts, jello jived. Finding Nemo was easy peasy. Seven single Sha-na-na's blue moon. Nemo came around immediately. Nemesis of things prim and proper, Sha-na-na exposed my inner shaman. High blue moon sky chariot gave me blue jay wings. End poem.
Great read, Eric. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It is much appreciated. And Naomi, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, this is a, you know, amazing writer. You know, just the way, you know, his tongue and his tongue moves and you know, all he is transported in his entire body by the music, by the, you know, Shannon, suddenly my sad elocution tongue became brusquely adept at movement. Dollops of brill cream kept golden locks in place. And, you know, nemesis of things prime and proper, Shannon, expose my inner shaman. High blue moon sky chariots gave me blue jay wings. I just love, you know, his wording throughout this wonderful imagery, wonderful alliteration throughout the lines. Just so well done, Eric, and bravo on this piece.
Excellent. Thank you, Naomi. Pam, how about you?
I really enjoyed this one. You know, I thought it was a wonderful tribute to Shanana and their that style of music. Not only in the fact that he mentions them, but the fact that he plays with words and alliteration. I mean, you can tell he had a lot of fun with this. You know, he also mentions, you know, there, like where he says gold glitter skin tight suits opened a vortex in my cerebral cortex. I thought that was great that he gave a nod to what they liked to wear. I also really liked, let's see here, great stuff going like a Boeing, sharp my bro, Shanana, suddenly in my staid elocution tongue became Bruce Lee adept at movement. You know, you can just imagine, like, you know, how, you know, flexible the tongue becomes when it practices, or strong it becomes when it practices those kind of different sounds, those bop, bop, ba-doom, bum, bums, and all those. Another part that really got to me was hot rods, the preferred mode of transport, blowfish, blowing bubble gum, body parts, jello jive. Just great fun lines, a wonderful sense of playfulness and movement, and a great tribute, right? So very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Dan. And Michael, how about you? What did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. I like the second to last stanza, which also uses some alliteration. Finding Nemo with Easy Peasy, seven singles, Shanana's Blue Moon, Nemo came around immediately. So, I've heard of Shanana. I remember that when I was a lot younger, back in the day when they're like weren't they out in the 70s, but they did 50s style music, or doo-wop, as it's called, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So I remember Bowser especially, and he was the one with the really low voice, and it just brought back some memories of my childhood watching Shanana on television when I was a kid. I'm 50, so that gives you an idea. I remember like the late 70s or the 80s pretty well in my childhood, and Shanana was pretty well known. Kind of like Stray Cats. You ever heard of Stray Cats? They were like an 80s group, but they sang 50s style music, the same type, like doo-wop or whatever. So I like this poem. It really brought back some memories for me, and it was pretty. I was wondering, though, what Finding Nemo has to do with this. I missed the point. I'll have to maybe reread it. But otherwise, I think it's a very good poem.
Oh, a great comment. Thank you, Michael. I think the Nemo for this kind of hits on the idea, because Eric likes dropping in tidbits of stuff that's going on today or has been in recent memory. But I think Finding Nemo is part of that lore, because it's stepping a little back in time like this, but stepping back in time further with Shanana itself, because he hits on a whole lot of great things. The thought was Clockwork Orange kind of sets it off right there. you might think of the movie, but in this case, it kind of references the also the suits, the gold under the lights of the stage, along with that blue moon thought up in that first stanza. But then he hits on, he keeps going with it. The those boys in gold with their jumping, stomping, hip grinding, gold glitter skin tight suits open a vortex in my cerebral cortex. Cape Canaveral lift off each time they pull down the blue moon sky chariot. Great thoughts, because he's hitting on not only the thoughts of suits, but the stage presence, how the three frontmen were the gold lame guys, and everybody else was the greaser angle, because he hits on the burl cream, keeping his hair in place. Another great touch, to, boy, is that going back way back in time. That one, gosh, that goes back to the 60s. Burl cream, damn. And then while rapid tongue twisters, machine gun fired, latent voice spark became a boombox, ducktail mechanics were in vogue. A great line there, hitting on that angle, because then he rolls into the thought with the hot rods and transport. So the ducktail mechanics hitting on the hairdos, then rolling into the hot rod angle, the blowfish blowing bubblegum, the thought to the girls chewing up and blowing bubbles back in the day. And he did a great job with this. Again, bringing right to the end, high blue moon sky chariot gave me blue jay wings. That note to soaring in the moment because of the music. I like that thought with the machine gun rattle off it, especially with the beginning hitting on that note of bop and bada, dang a dang dang, ding it all, doo doo. Because you hit those fast notes with all 12 guys going, you get a really nice tune flowing. So great job, Eric. All right, Pam, we're back to you.
All right, Michael, I have put your poem in the room, your poem link in the room. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay, it's a music scene poem, real quick. It's a love poem also, and maybe someday it'll be put to a melody. I don't know. It's called Music in My Heart. I play a piano solo. I'll play in harmony. The music I'm creating is soft and melody. I don't know what I'm playing. I'm playing this by ear. It seems I know the right keys to press for you to hear. I'll compose a song for you. The lyrics are unknown. Every chord and octave change will set the proper tone. Music flows from note to note. It's like a work of art. Paint a picture with the sounds of music from my heart. You've put music in my heart, inspired me to play. A new love song that can speak the words I cannot say. There is music in my heart. It needs to be expressed. Dedicated to my love, I'll always give my best. Even if I'm out of tune, I will not be afraid. This is music from my heart, a soothing serenade.
Great and read, Michael. Thank you very much. All right, Anne, why don't we start with you?
Absolutely. Wonderful read there, Michael. I'm glad you could call in and share that with us. I really enjoy the flow of this, the imagery. I like how it really does fit well with tonight's show because it is about love and it is about music. I like that this is a way that about how not a specific song or specific music, but rather the way playing an instrument can be a way to express our creative side and express our love. I like how that you open up with, I play a piano solo, I'll play in harmony. The music I'm creating is soft in melody. You know, my mom used to play the piano, and I used to love to sit next to her and listen. And I also like where you mentioned music flows from note to note. It's like a work of art. Paint a picture with the sounds of music from my heart. You know, that is such an emotive line with the idea of the music that comes from your heart. But I really like how you compare the way that music's own way paints a picture with sounds. I thought that was just a wonderful expression of how music affects us. So wonderful, right? Beautifully written and very well done.
Excellent, Pam. Thank you very much. Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, this is a wonderful, lyrical, tender song, so divinely written. And, you know, me too, I was drawn to that stanza. Music flows from note to note. It's like a work of art. Paint a picture with the sounds of music from my heart. You know, that's just beautiful, that stanza. But all through it, just an amazing, amazing, tender write, like I said, and show such love, such deep love, both of music and of your loved one here. So bravo, Mike. So well done.
Excellent. Thank you there, Naomi. Michael, this gives me a thought, too. This is going back in the day. Silly Love Songs by Paul McCartney. You think that people would have had enough of silly love songs? I look around me, I see it isn't so. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know, because here I go again. That's what I get out of this, that note to just a general term of offering up that which comes from the mind in the moment. And also reminded me of Maybe I'm Amazed a little bit earlier, when there's his first album. So that's what I get out of this. It walks in something simply expressed through heart and mind and the music itself. So nicely done.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right, Pam, where do you want to go next?
All right. Up next, I'm going to play the song Silhouette by the Backstreet Lovers. Or Backstreet Lovers, sorry. Backstreet Lovers. And
get the boys off your mind.
I was thinking of the Backstreet Boys. All right. Here we go. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I don't know what's up with that sound, but
oh, that's his fingers on the string.
Really? It just sounded like it was. Oh, okay.
No, that's his fingers on the string. He's pressing hard, getting the right note he wants.
Okay, I'm sorry. It just sounded like a bunch of static to me. Okay, well, here we go.
Okay. be when you've got no other accompanying music, bass, drums, or even a voice, you can hear the fingers pulling on the strings a little bit more. Nice, hardly. Harder.
Okay, well, each to their own when it comes to music. You doing okay there?
Yep. Okay. What we got?
All right. Up next, we have Unstable by Abby419. And I'll go ahead and give this a read. And it goes like this. Watching the bay across the way, they're okay, nothing left to say. Today's the day he took her breath away. Written on the wall, down the hall, they don't call, tells her she's a doll. Until they fall, he knows nothing at all, at all. He knows nothing at all. Oh, little unstable, so many people would just move on. But too unstable, so little people can carry on. She doesn't know what it means, and he's not what he seems. Pulls out a ring and it stings. He's no king. She starts to sing, but her wings are tied up in strings. All the words she said in her head he never read, waking the dead, but she's already fled. Maybe he was misled. Maybe he was misled because he would fight away the dark just to tell her he will play the part. Oh, little unstable, so many people would just move on. But too unstable, so little people can carry on. She doesn't know what it means, and he's not what he seems. Tell your love they're not what they seem. Maybe you'll know what it means. End poem.
Great read, Anne. Thank you very much. All right, Naomi, what do you think?
Oh, Naomi had to go.
Oh, okay. This kind of, it's sad. It plays an angle off, too, because that seems to be he's offering, but she's not tending to the measure, so to speak. And neither one, because it's on that, maybe you'll know what it, tell your love that they're not what they seem, maybe you'll know what it means. Kind of the angle of both are maybe walking a different tune and offering up something that neither one is actually in tune with, whether it's themselves or each other, or it's just not what she wants, that pull out a ring, so to speak. And because she keeps saying he doesn't look like what he seems, but then again, the unstable angle could also point to either one of them. So, what about you? What do you think?
There was a sadness to it, you know. I like how it had a very nice lyrical quality with the repetition of oh and so. Beautiful, right? I hope we get to see more from Abby419. And I like how this is it's really heartfelt, and it feels to me like the idea of settling on a love that comes with strings attached and offers up a false front. I really like all the words she said in her head. He never read, waking the dead, but she's already fled. Maybe he was misled. Maybe he was misled. You know, so just absolutely a wonderful write all the way through, and very well done.
Oh, that's what kind of threw me as to which one is unstable. Well, maybe they're both unstable.
You know what? That's what I'm thinking, is that it's the idea that they're both unstable, because it really seems that way. You know, like she expects him to read her mind, and he expects her to, you know? What was that?
Yeah, well, I said, yeah, reading minds, that ain't happening.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Exactly. All right. You want to hear my breakfast buffet doo-wop song?
Are we going to pay for it in the morning?
What's that?
Are we going to pay for it in the morning?
You are. You're absolutely going to pay for it in the morning.
It's just going to be like Dave right from earlier. We're going to be puking on the dog.
Actually, I'm probably not going to sing it because it's not actually a parody. It's just kind of something fun I wrote in the style. And this is the breakfast buffet doo-wop song. Ba-boma, 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 ba-dinga, ba-dinga, a-ding, ba-ding-a-dong, a-ding. Oh, breakfast buffet. Oh, breakfast buffet, I'll always swagger your way. It really don't matter the time or the day. You make my heart sing like the birds sing in May. I love to eat breakfast morning, noon, and night. Cause for a boogie-woogie gal like me, breakfast is a doo-wopping delight. Oh, ah, 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 ah waffles and pancakes drizzled with sweet syrup and piled in a stack. I sip on all the different juices, though cranberry is the best. I chug a lug, it's zippy zany zest. I want my toast golden brown. I want my eggs easy over. I want 3 glasses of mimosas when I don't want to start the morning sober. Dun, 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 da. Dun, 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 da. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ba-do, ba-do. Oh, breakfast buffet. Oh, breakfast buffet. I'll swagger, I'll always swagger your way. It really don't matter any time or the day, the time or the day. You make my heart sing like the birds sing in May. I want some buttery croissants with La Ravoya Thym and Brie, bringing out my ooh-la-la, waiting, wanting to be free. S'il vous plaît, passez les mamelles, des bois et un pois, plus de champagne. Ooh-la-la, 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 ooh-la-la. I love a platter of fresh fruits, sliced and diced and crushed. All these sweet and juicy nibbles are an aphroditic rush. Gooba gooba goon, gooba ha 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 ha, gooba gooba gooba, ah ha ha ha, a-a-o, gooba gooba gooba. I want sausage patty and bacon, hot and greasy from the pan, some hot tea with honey and lemon poured by a sexy shake the sugar man. When it comes to breakfast meat, I'll never turn down a kielbasa with a ding-a-ling sizzling swizzle tip. Dunk it in the spicy mustard. Let the bama-whamma burn my eager lips. Oh, breakfast buffet, oh, breakfast buffet. I'll always swagger your way. It really don't matter the time or the day. You make my heart sing like the birds sing in May. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum. Doo-wop, doo-wop. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum. Doo-wop, doo-wop. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum. Doo-wop. Ba-ba-bam, yummy, yummy, yum, yum, ba-ba-bam, yummy, yummy, yum, yum. End song. Are you suffering?
I was right. Anybody who eats this in one sitting is definitely going to be puking on the dog later that day, especially with all that champagne and the mustard. And when you finish that last that last stanza, I got where you were going. This is a bloody Christmas song. Oh, breakfast buffet, oh, breakfast buffet, I'll always swagger your way. It really don't matter the time or day. You make my heart sing like the birds sing in May. It's a Christmas buffet song.
Well, it's a breakfast buffet song, but it works that way too. But, yep. It
and you did. You,
I
you did do the right thing.
Notice Baba,
Baba, dang, 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 ding, dong, do, do, do. Oh, buffet, hey.
Well, yeah, and thank you so much for the inspiration. And great show, Rex. I hope you feel better soon.
Got a frog in my throat. Great show, Pam. Thank you, Naomi, Miriam, Tim, Michael, and Pee Wee, Selena, Robbie for the boards. And I guess I could leave it on the last note of how Bowser used to end his shows. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. And that'll be the end of it.